Welcome to The Wolf Whistle, the podcast that interviews and celebrates the former players of our great club, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Welcome to The Wolf Whistle.
Welcome to a continued special series of Wolf Whistle podcasts where we speak to former players about their best 11 from their time at the club. We're very lucky to be joined today by a forward from the late 80s. He's big, he's round, he's worth £1 million. Jackie Gallagher, 36 appearances for the Wolves and 5 goals between June 1987 and September 1989. Jackie, how are you?
I'm very good. Yourself?
I'm not too bad, my friend. Very, very good to hear from you, Jackie. Obviously, you still follow the Wolves now. I bumped into you in Espanyol. I mean, how did you enjoy your trip there, Jackie?
Oh, very good. I was, we had a great, met up some few old faces, and you especially, and one or two others, and I'm glad I was lucky to get home. I was lucky to get home in the end, because I'd lost my passport, unknown to me, and then somebody handed it in, so that was lucky.
Actually, yeah, that's right. I think that's the power of the Wolves Twitter, Jackie, because you lost your passport, and a few people obviously put a shout out, and you was reunited with it, but you was very lucky, really, because you could have been still stuck in Barcelona now.
Well, yeah, it'd been a nightmare with a lockdown, wouldn't it?
Not half. Now, Jackie, 36 appearances for the Wolves, obviously 5 goals. I mean, I think the pinnacle of that was coming on as substitute in the 1988 Sherpa Van Trophy final at Wembley. I mean, what was that day like, Jackie?
Well, the whole build-up, well, the whole season from, you know, when I first got there anyway, and then going through each round, because obviously with the the Wolves following, every game was so big, weren't it? And yeah. I remember I think we was getting beat 2-0 at Hereford, and I thought, bloody hell, and then we pulled it back and I think won in the end, you know. But then the whole build up, because about 2.5 weeks before the final, they took us to Spain, you know. Okay. And weather training and such.
Yeah.
So it was training every other day, every other morning. We had to be down there for 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it was you know, quite good. And to be quite honest, everybody was there at 7 o'clock. I think half of them got in at 6:30, but that didn't matter.
I was going to say, if you was training every other day, was every other day spent getting the fluids back?
Well, you had to build up, because very, very hard. They always say, even now, make sure you get fluids in your body, so he was all right.
That's good. And obviously, Jackie, you're fondly remembered at the club. You know, you've got the song, you know, he's big, he's round, he's worth £1 million. Clearly a backhanded compliment. I mean, look, when the fans sing your name, Jackie, what does it feel like?
Well, it takes me back, because, you know, I've followed football all sorts, all through since I was little, and I can remember, like, when Wolves were really, you know, doing well, or even when I was in the first division and the names and all that. And then suddenly to be at that ground and sort of on that pitch, and I know only sort of two sides were sort of open as such, but the potential was there. And you could just see right from the day we started training, or when I joined, I come in there and there was something brewing. And so I was just be part of that sort of 2 years, really, and you know, in the 2 years we got sort of two promotions, really, a Wembley appearance, and then we had the 100-year-old when I think Wembley was 100 years old or whatever, where we went again.
That's right. Yeah. The I believe it was the centenary finals at Wembley with the founder member clubs.
That was great, but just being on there. But luckily, we all got a video from it, and we had a song as well. It was a funny song, God, because nobody can sing. Still can't, can they, really, at all? But that was a good crack. And I always said, because my friends, when they knew I was gotten there, because I couldn't get enough tickets, really, because there's so many people who want to come up from Wisbeach, where I lived. And I said, whatever happens, I'm going to put that ball in the net. And it's so ironic now, because I looked at the, you know, when you're all lining up and you're shaking hands.
Yeah.
and then it breaks. I got one of the balls. I ran straight down the goal, the Wolves end, and I stuck it in the net. So at least I know I've got one in the goal anyway.
Oh, Jackie, that is brilliant.
But it was just part of it. And the thing is as well, people I've spoke to, you know, older pros and whatever, they say, just make sure you enjoy every minute of it. And because it's gone in a thing. And then when we came back after we'd won it, and full house anyway, and it's Burnley, who was another, you know, one of the top sides, you know, previous, they'd gone down. But
hello? Oh, hang on, Jackie, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, got you back then. Sorry, we had a little bit of a gremlin there. I mean, yeah. So, Burnley were a top side, obviously, you know, back in the 60s, etc. So to see two clubs with such rich history get to Wembley, both fourth division sides, because if you remember, that was a competition for the third and fourth division sides.
Yeah.
So for those two sides to get to Wembley was a huge achievement, wasn't it, Jackie?
Well, when you look at that, and the thing about it as well, when it showed really on the gate, really how many was there, because it was packed, really.
Yeah.
But when we went there, and you could see, and it was probably 60, 65, 35 with the fans, with the Wolves fans, because they was everywhere, really. And, you know, Burnley, you know, to be quite honest, we met them on the holiday as well, so that was quite ironic as well.
Oh, in Spain?
Yeah, well, I mean, the warm weather training camp. Yeah.
Oh, yes, sorry.
They were doing the same, really. But we met them, and, you know, things were, you know, nothing there, a bit of banter, what you do. But, and then to, you know, because I think the first 20-odd minutes is quite sort of even, really, weren't it?
Yeah.
You know, and, but it was the day, and you think, because, funny enough, about 4 or 5 years earlier, when I was playing Nun Lee, when I was at Wisbech, we got to the semi-final, and we played a team in the Vars, Hales Owen, you know, not far from you, are they?
Yeah.
And they beat us in the semi-final, third game sort of thing, you know, replay. And a lot of my mates who play in that game, they came down to the final, the Wolves final. So they always said, you know what? And I said, I was so lucky just to get on the pitch, really. So
I mean,
you know,
Jackie, that's how quickly football can change. Obviously, you're a legend at Wisbech, and you probably know the statistic where you've played for that club in your teens, in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, and in your 50s. You've literally played for 5 decades of your life. Now, the reality is you've played against Hales Owen, and 5 years later, you know, and you lost, like you said, and then 5 years later you're playing at Wembley in front of 80,000 people. I mean,
I know how things change, isn't it? You never know, because even when I was playing non-league football, because I had to pack up when I was at Lincoln as a young lad, we used to do a lot of older players. Remember, we used to do a lot of weights. You mean the heavy weights?
Yeah.
And I think gradually, and I did something to my back, and there was talk about, oh, we'll pay you off. You need an operation to. And I never wanted that, because I always thought, if you have an operation and you can't bend, your football career is over. So I said, no, I'm not going to go down there. And I came back and I played locally, and it's so ironic. In the village just outside where my wife lived, and there was a greyhound doctor there.
Right.
And he laid me on the front, and I'd had epidurals. I was out there for a year. I was on traction for about 3.5 months.
Right.
And he laid me out, and he said, oh, you got this ligament out. And you couldn't believe it. And he said, you're going to be sore for a couple of days, but you'll be fine. And then 3 days later, I'm over Jersey, picking potatoes, and how that goes, mate, you know.
hang on, just rewind a little bit. So the doctor that treated you was a vet?
Yeah, he was a greyhound doctor. Fucking hell, how's that?
Flipping heck, Jackie, I'm surprised you wasn't running at 46 mile an hour when you was playing.
Well, that slowed me down a bit, I think, but no, well, but that's why I kept going round in circles. You know what I mean?
Oh my God! Anyway, Jackie. Right. I mean, that's brilliant. But we are going to get you back on, Jackie, for the full podcast, where we will talk about all your greyhound races. So, So what we'll do, obviously, I set you the task of picking your best 11 players you played with in a Wolves shirt. So what formation are you going to go for, Jackie?
Well, I can remember when I signed, you know, because, you know, it's a big thing. And to be quite honest, going there, you know, for me, there was always a First Division club. And I'd look at the ground and everything. And I never expected, you know, because they said to me, you know, we want you. Because it's funny, because Graham Turner, when he said, we need someone to, upper, you know, we bully. Yeah. And I said, well, you've got Mutchie. He said, yeah, but and we need somebody, you know, how we play. You know, but I went in there with open eyes because I thought, you know, Mutchie's, you know, the pace he's got and bully and all that thing like that. And I, and the trouble with me, I've always been the sort of same. I was so happy just to join them because when I signed, you know, I'd have signed for 50 quid. You know, that's
you
how
probably
it was.
Did. You probably
well,
did.
Yeah. And, I weren't that, but it's just being part of it. And I thought, yeah, go in there because I've always been fit. I've never been fast, but I was always fit.
Yeah.
And I knew I could come and it's just part of it. And the pre-season is hard, but that's what it's all about and everything. And it was, you know, just part of that. You know, and then obviously when you get there, there's people because one of the players who I picked, he wasn't there long after I arrived. You know, he moved on, but you know, I managed to play with him in a few games. I'm not sure if he started the season or not. You probably know, but anyway, this is you know the ones I've named who I thought and
who are you going to go for in goal then, Jackie?
Mark Kendall.
I mean, look, Mark had a great career, Welsh international. What was he like in between the sticks, Jackie?
Because, funny enough, he's a bit like me, heavy, you know, and all that. But he's so good.
Big boned.
Hey?
Big boned, you mean?
Yeah. Well, that's a nice way of putting it. You know, but he was good in his awareness and talking and what a fella off the pitch. And,
oh, yes.
And the thing, when that's what you need. You know, I know people say, oh, some dressing rooms don't get on. But for me, everyone in that dressing room, you know, they're like mates.
Yeah.
And you know, we went out. If we'd go out on a Tuesday club or something, they'd used to have Ali used to organise it. And every player would be there. Even Nigel Vaughan, who didn't drink. And people like that, you know, and even Ken, you know, he'd be there for a few hours, but you know, that's part of it. But for me, and he was such a good stopper as well, and he talked and everything, you know, and he's, you know, sadly missed now.
No, taken from us way too soon. Who's going at right back, Jackie?
I'm going to put Andy Thompson there.
Andy Thompson, Tomo, I mean.
Mr. Yeah, reliable. He could play anywhere he could play, but he was so he's a quick lad and he two-footed and, you know, got on for a little lad who's good in the air as well.
Yes, he was.
I'm saying who I thought as well.
Oh, so definitely. I mean, look, Tomo was a very loyal servant to the club, you know, obviously he earned a testimonial. And the nice thing about Andy Thompson was the fact that, you know, like yourself, he come up through, you know, through the lower divisions. And then, fortunately for Andy, he did get a chance in the then championship. And he, you know, he proved he was good enough to play at that level. And it was nice to see him come up with the club, really, wasn't it?
Well, that's it, you know, and I think a lot of it. And as I said, even like the players who weren't in the team or are training, because like, as you say, Matt Foreman and... And Robbie Cole was his name, who had a bad back as well. He managed Leicester for a little while. Didn't
Rob Kelly.
Yeah, what a good lad he was. But you know, that's injuries, and me myself knowing what a back injury was, right? You know, and you, as I said, because I played a lot of reserve games as well.
Yeah,
obviously, and we had some good lads there, and any of them from the reserves. Could have or did go into the first team and never let them down.
Well, listen, Jackie, you know. Anyone who was injured, you could have just took them to the vets.
Well, that was it, really.
Hey, look, it saved your career, Jackie.
Well, it did, you know. That's just, you know, but I'll have to remember to put that in my book when it comes
Brilliant.
Out.
Brilliant. Are you going for it, left back, Jackie?
Digger Barnes.
Digger Barnes. I mean, to be fair to Dave, he's featured in a lot of these teams. I mean, how good was Dave?
Oh, he was, and the thing is as well, like the character of what he was, and the thing he was. And how he, and I'd played against him the season before when I was at Peterborough, and you know he's a tough lad,
yeah,
but a good player. But it, for me, it just seemed that you know he wanted away, and I could see that. And I think he got his wish. Did he go to Sheffield United? I think from Wolves.
I mean, I'm not entirely sure with that. Yeah, question, but look, everyone that's mentioned Dave has said he could have played at a much higher level, so it makes sense, really.
Oh, he had everything, you know. What a good left foot, quick, up, you know, and really, and he's good. And, you know, and I'd rated him all the time, you know. And but another, see, as I said, another great lad, you know. Yeah, cool, he's so funny. But that's part and parcel.
I'll tell you what, I bet being in a dressing room with you lot was absolutely crackers.
Oh dear, things. Oh, you can't. You know, yeah. I smile now and again when I look back and
That's
think about
brilliant.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. So, which two centre halves are you going to go for, Jackie?
Ali Robertson and Floyd Street.
Wow. I mean, Ali Rob played a million games for the Albion, crossed the divide, come to the Wolves. You know, back end of his career, but he was such an influence, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, because. As I said, the season before I'd played against him, and I'd watched him before, you know, when he played with John Moyle in the FA Cup, or semi-final at Ipswich, weren't it, where John Moyle got the big cut on his head and Ali played. And I thought, for Ali, you know, to get to Wembley like that, being captain as well, weren't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was unlucky, though, that he got injured, but unlucky for him, but lucky for me, but... You know, but he read the game so well, you know. Probably the, I wouldn't say worst trainer I've ever seen, but, you know, just probably in the top two.
But when you say a bad trainer, I mean, he was probably one of them. He'd done it all. He probably didn't need to train as hard as you guys, but did he take it easy?
Well, yeah, he did what he had to do, you know, because as I said, he's such a good player, positional, whatever, and you know, he, you know, good talker, and another, as I say again, another great lad. You can't sort of, you know, he got on with it, but he could kick you when he wanted, you know. He knew all the tricks, you know. But he's a good lad, anyway. Yeah.
Oh, he's a top lad, Ali, and Floyd Street, Bruno.
Oh, yeah.
It was a big unit, wasn't he, old Floyd?
Oh, dear, but I'll tell you, so quick and strong. Because I'd played him against in my younger career when I was at Wisbeach, when he was at Cambridge United.
Yes, yes.
And he's a man mountain, you know. But he was good, you know, and he took no prisoners. He did what he had to do. And, strength-wise, though, there weren't many beer. And he was always... Good to have a night out. You know, we had a Christmas night one time when we all went out into Birmingham and all that, and there was a bit of a fracas with Muchie and this Birmingham centre forward, who was a bit of a... And all they had two or three big lads, and Floyd come in and said, any trouble, and I'll have the lot of you. So that calmed it down.
And that was the end of that?
That was the end of that. So we had a good night then.
Brilliant, absolutely. Right. Before we get into trouble, we're going into midfield now. Who's going on the right side of midfield, Jackie?
Well, now I'm going to play, and as I said, when I first came to it, he was just getting, I think he was only 18, he'd been, and he was going away with the England under-18s, John Purdy.
John Purdy? I mean,
And how he was then, because I'd seen him before, because... He could play anywhere, and he's so much talent. And I think even now, the talent he had, and you know, it's easy to say could have gone further or whatever, but that's how it was then, you know. Yeah. And but skill wise, and he looked the part, and he had a lovely head of hair then, so that was sort of
I remember that. I remember that mullet.
Yeah, but he could play, and because every team I ever wanted to play in was always sort of attacking. So most of the lads I've got from up there on are sort of attacking players. And that's how it is, isn't it?
Once again, John, over 100 appearances for the club. Once again, a difficult time, but you know, he did hold his own in the side, and he's another one. He started at Arsenal, could have played much higher, I think, Jackie.
That's it. You know, as you say, sometimes people are lucky. You know, they get the breaks, and something happens.
Yeah.
And then others don't. You just want it, but he kept going, and you know, he sort of. How things go, sometimes you fit into a side, sometimes the manager doesn't think. If it being another manager, they might have, given a bit more more game. But that's how it was, yeah.
Definitely that. So we're moving on to the left side now, Jackie. Who is your left winger?
Robbie Dennison.
Robbie D. Oh, he'll love this, Robbie will, because he's a postman now, old Robbie.
I know, funny enough, yeah, because I've got him on my... I'll ring him now and again.
Yeah.
And we just have a chat, because he said the same, you know, it was so hard when he finished.
Yes.
Because, you know, years and years ago, when you finished, you just had to get a job, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was it. And this is what I feel, because when I started young and everything, and I think a lot of players finished, and a lot of them went and got pubs, didn't they?
Yeah.
And you think about that, you know, you think, bloody hell. And they was on probably the same wages then, or what the normal man in the street was, to be quite honest. But they were just a footballer, weren't they?
Well, exactly that. And I think, obviously, it's a lot different now. The game has moved on. But you know, back in your days, Jackie, you were probably earning a little bit more, maybe even not that more than the average man. And when you finished, you did have to get a job. And with Robbie, there was actually a pun coming. He's a postman, because he had a great delivery on him, didn't he?
I'll tell you what, he was so, you know, funny lad as well.
Yeah.
You know, deceptive as well as he played, because he'd take the ball up to someone and you think, oh, they're going to, and he'd just do his little tricks or whatever, two footed as well.
Yeah.
But he's such a good player, and probably not the best tackler I've ever seen. Oh, did he tackle? But he had everything else. He didn't have to tackle.
I do think he came back into our half once, and that was he told me that. He said he did come back once. I don't think he liked defending, did he, Robbie?
I think that was when we was coming off, weren't it? Half time.
Really? I mean, look, Robbie, to be fair, that, you know, his game was attacking, and like you said, he was two-footed. And we've seen the goals at Wembley. He was a man for a big occasion as well, wasn't he?
Well, he got another one at Wembley in that 100-year centenary cup as well against Everton.
Yeah, which?
Yeah, I think we drew 1-1. He curled that into the top corner, but he could. He was class. And as I said, every lad I've mentioned, you know, they all had, off the pitch was sort of, you know, special. You know, they're all, they are that. And
actually, quite funny, Jackie, because when he was talking about his goal against Everton, Neville Southall was in goal. And he said, if it was a pork pie, he said he'd have caught it.
Oh, God.
So, we're going into the centre midfield, Jackie. Who are going to be your two centre midfielders?
I've got here Mickey Gooden.
Mickey Gooden? Okay, interesting. Yeah, Mick Gooden. And who's with Mick Gooden?
Mick Holmes.
Mick Holmes. I mean, we'll start with Mick Gooden, because this is his debut in the best 11s. You know, no one's picked Mick. Now, Mick at the time was quite an interesting signing, really. You know, I don't think we got to see him as much as we wanted to, because he was only here briefly. But what sort of player was Mick, Jackie?
Well, he was at Peterborough when I left for Wolves. They signed him. I think they signed him from Rotherham or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
But he was one of these, probably one of the fittest players you'll ever get.
Right.
You know, he was up and down, 2 foot, and he could play. He could play. And he's a good lad. Cause I remember when they signed him, me and him were in digs for a little while, I think.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But yeah, he's a good lad. Because Geordie, weren't he?
Yeah.
Really not.
I'll have to check that. But yeah, I remember him coming from Peterborough. And once again, I think at the time, you know, he brought a bit of grit to the midfield, but it was a very competitive midfield, wasn't it, Jackie?
Well, that's it. You know, as you said, you know, you think, you know, I've left people like Phil Robinson out, and even on Neil Edwards, he was sort of, he had a bad injury when I sort of got there, but, you know, the crowd used to love him and all that, you know, and things like that. There's several, even like I said, Robert Kelly and Matt Foreman.
Yeah,
you know,
good players.
Matt got a bad bout of food poisoning, and really, really bad. He was out for a long time.
Right.
You know, and so you know, even Chris Brindley at the back.
Yeah,
Chris Brindley. There's so many players. Yeah.
Wow. So Mickey Holmes, I mean, Mickey holds the record. 7-7 for the Wolves, 7 goals in 7 games, which has never been beaten. I think Leo Bonatini recently got close with 6. I mean, for a midfielder, he used to score a lot of goals, didn't he, Jackie?
Oh, Mick was very, very good player, because I can remember at I was speaking to one of the lads who was at, you know, we had a Wolves do, and what's his name? He used to be a centre forward for Wolves with a beard. He does a lot of commentary on the telly now. Championship, bit dark skinned, you know.
Chrissy Willuma, Don Goodman.
Who?
Sorry, Don Goodman, Chrissy Willuma.
Don Goodman.
Right, yeah, Don Goodman, yeah.
And I was talking to him because Mick was there when he was at Bradford with him.
Yeah.
And I said, what was Mick like? He said, what a player.
Yes.
And Mick used to see things so quickly. You know, he was never like the mobile one. But, and I don't mean that, you know, I mean people, you know, sprinting and everything.
Yes.
The ball would do, he'd do that. He'd be, they always say the ball's going to move quicker than any player anyway.
Yes.
And left or right, he could do that. And, good player and vision. That was it. That's what his biggest asset was, his vision. He was always in front of everyone, really.
Yeah.
You know. And
like I said, a lot of goals for a midfielder. You know, he had the goal scoring record he had could have been one of a striker, and you're quite right. He started off at Bradford. And obviously Don was in the side then, and Bradford obviously did have a very good side, and you know, to be honest, Mick, I thought Mick was once again, I think he could have played a lot more for the club, but it was a packed out midfield.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, there were so many players who you could have mentioned, Nigel Vaughan, etc. And obviously then back end it was Paul Cook.
You look at them.
There's so many you could have picked. So to be honest, Mick Holmes is a good pick there, because he'd have got you some goals, wouldn't he, Jackie?
Oh yeah, well that's what I've always gone for, like the attacking sort of players, you know. I think we had a thing there. I don't know if Graham Turner did as well. Is that, you know, we'd rather score more than you, you know, 4-3 or whatever. There was always goals in the games, which showed like we're Bully Mutchie and all the midfield players and whatever. Tomo used to come up with goals anyway, didn't he?
I mean, look, you know? I think if you look at those two seasons, which, you know, were your career really, 87, 88, 88, 89, two back-to-back promotions, I think we scored the best part in those two seasons of about 160 to 170 goals.
And
bearing in mind that the high proportion of them were Steve Bull and Andy Mutch, but the goals were coming from all over the field.
Well, that's right, really, when you think about it. And that's how it was, because I'd like to know, as you say about the goals, but how many chances were created as well, because that's, but they don't keep it, because like now, anybody who sort of assists or anything, you know, they get all these marks. I just think, I want to say we'd have the minimum probably 15 chances a game. At least, you know, the minimum that was.
Frightening.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Talking about goals, who are going to be your two players up top, Jackie? And you can pick yourself.
It's got to be Bully and Mutchie for me. Yeah. You know, and I remember when as I said to Graham Turner, says we've got this chap up front, Bull. And I said, yeah, I can't remember, because he scored against us at Peterborough, I remember.
Right.
1-0 we lost. And then, and Mutch, he was a good player. I don't think sometimes it's, they sort of say about his pace, which it was, but he's a good finisher.
I mean,
and he knew where to, you know, the runs, and they got into such. You don't go through, you know, them seasons they've had, you know, being like that. Because after we went up, I remember we went up to the third division first game.
Yeah,
it was away. I think it was away at Bury.
Yeah, we lost 3-1.
Yeah, and I trained that season. I trained really hard. I got back and we played in a bloody friend. No, we played a game at West Brom.
Yeah.
Friendly sort of reserve first team, and this chap Coy took me out. I was there for about 2 months with the ligaments, because I was pushing them to be, you know, on the bench.
Yes,
probably for the start. And yeah, as you said, he lost 3-1 first game, Barry, weren't it?
And it, well, obviously it was a bit of a baptism of fire, but we went on to win the league that season. But I think we was just playing with so much confidence, because if you look at it, those two seasons, Andy Mutch, and I always say this when people mention Mutch, he was scoring 20-odd goals a season, and he was second top scorer. So what I want to ask you, Jackie, is, I mean, for you to get in that team, the reality was you was waiting for an injury, because these two players did not lose form, did they?
Well, no, that was it. And I said that the only reasons, or when I got in, it was either suspensions, as you say, injuries, or I did end up playing, you know, several games in midfield.
Yes,
because I must say, first season especially, Graham Turner, you know, because when you come to a new club, you know, your ambition is to get straight in the first team, and I can remember, because I'd be the same, because I think when I come, you knew that, like, it wouldn't be Bully if I was going to take in his place, be Mutchie.
Yeah.
And I can see Mutchie, you know, for the first probably couple of months, you know, the digs here, digs there and all that. And I just, you know, I could understand it. But, you know, we became great friends.
Yes.
And I've said to him, says, look, Mutchie, says, you know, of course I want to play in there. But I says, you know, it's when you're not playing well, that's when I'll get in.
Yeah.
So I always like to think that I was right behind him, you know, keeping him on his toes, or even Bully, like, Bully would never get dropped, but you got to keep him on your toes.
Well, you have, Jackie, and look, when you come in and when you played and when you was called upon, you know, you got, like I said, 5 goals in 36 appearances, you know, it was keeping him on the toes. It was, like I said, it was such a difficult time for a backup striker to come in. And, you know, and straight away, Jackie, you're under pressure, because if you're playing up front, you're thinking, to stay in this team, I've got to score goals. And I think for you, Jackie, reality, it was added pressure. But clearly, you was a fan's favourite, because if they're singing songs about you, you know, you're doing something right, Jackie.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing, what I did, because I just moved into a house with my now wife.
Yeah.
And she was a nurse in King's Lynn, which she still is. And I must have said about it, look, I've got 2 years. I said, I want to stop up there longer, really. And she said, she's around, all the family are around here and everything. And I said, so what I'll do, I'll get a flat or whatever, and I'll come home at weekends. But I wanted to take the whole Wolves thing, you know, I wanted to be up there. I wanted to sort of move up here.
Yes.
But I had to be realistic. And I took the whole thing into it. I used to know all the shops all around Wolverhampton, like, days off, I'd be in the markets, all the bloody antique places. I loved it. And you get to know people, you know, like, and obviously, you know, all the pubs.
I was coming on to that, flipping it, Jackie. I bet your Tuesday club lasted till Thursday.
But it used to be funny, like, because after every game, wherever I'd be, I always okayed it with the manager. I'd get the train home, and I'd get to the station, and who'd be there? Thousands of Wolves fans, or hundreds, and you'd go and have a pint with them before your train and everything. And they're saying, well, you're no different, are you? I said, well, no, because I used to be a fan. You know, I'm lucky, and I'll be a fan afterwards.
Wow.
You know,
I mean, must be amazing, Jackie, to obviously, be a football fan growing up. And then obviously get to play on the hallowed turf of all these league grounds. That's what I was going to ask. Where did you live in Wolverhampton, Jackie?
I was raised, first year I stayed with Jack and Olive in Codsall.
Oh, right, yeah. I think,
brilliant.
A lot of former players have done that.
Yeah, they were good. Yeah, you know, and I know it's great. Nice little village, you know, and Steve Stout was with me at that time. Can you remember Steve Stout?
Yeah, Steve Stout, yeah.
He was a right back then, and he was a good player as well. He was a bit unlucky because he started off. He scored the first goal against Scarborough in that year, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was unlucky because I don't know why, but Graham Turner didn't really fancy him. He brought in Gary Bellamy, who, Gary Bellamy's Gary Bellamy, you know, but I thought Steve Stout.
Yeah, look, Gary Bellamy, dependable player, but he probably wasn't one for the Tuesday Club, was he?
Yeah, I think when he came, you know, we was probably one down, that was it. That'd be it.
Man down. So this team then.
Yeah. He wasn't missed.
Brilliant. This team, Jackie, you've got Mark Kendall in goal, Andy Thompson right back, Dave Digger Barnes left back, Ali Robertson and Floyd Street centre halves, John Purdy on the right, Robbie Dennison on the left, centre midfielders Mick Gooden and Mick Holmes, up front Steve Bull and Andy Mutch, and the manager is going to be?
Well, I suppose it's got to be really you, Jason. No.
Brilliant. I'll take the Tuesday Club.
Yeah. To be quite honest, like Graham Turner, and because he first year, you know, he take me in there. He says, "Look, Jack," he said, "could you train hard? You get in there." He said, "What can you do?" You know, them two are playing so much, and I knew that because that's it. But as I said, he played me in midfield, and what I was involved in a lot of the times. The second season, he offered me. He said, "I'll let you go if you want to go." You know, I could have got set up with one or two clubs who were interested, but I thought, no, I'm on to something, you know, because you never know what's around the corner.
Of course.
And the thing is, if I hadn't got injured in that game against West Brom, and I can't remember that Pratt who did it, horrible.
Right.
And if I hadn't got injured, and because that game against Bury, you know, we would get, you know, it was a step up, really. But,
yeah.
And I'm sure I'd have got on.
I mean, you got to look
at it. And you never know what happens then.
Bully and Mutchie were scoring that many goals, Jackie. All it took was a club to come in and sign one of those players. And then once again, you're getting your chance, aren't you?
Well, that's the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And but, you know, that's it. And, you know, you can't change things. And I was part of it. And I was lucky enough, you know, three medals or whatever, and great times. And the best thing now is, you know, which was so great, when you and sort of Nell and all that got in touch saying they come for these veterans, and you feel part of it, because I can understand, you know, saying a lot of ex-players talk.
Yeah.
And when you leave a club and you go back, because most of them go back home or whatever, or stay where they were, and you're out of it, really. And as I said, I've always... I'd play Sunday League now still, you know, because you want to be just there, but it's just about going into a dressing
room. Jackie, if you don't mind me asking, it's very rude to ask someone their age. I could look it up. How old are you, Jackie?
I was 62 in April.
And you're still playing Sunday League?
I have a game. I play like against the police on a Wednesday night. Now and again, I'll have a game on... I've only played last year, only probably two games in the Sunday League, but it's only because... I'd be there at late Saturdays, but, you know, that's
fine. Oh, my God. He'd have been playing every week if you hadn't been on the beer on the Saturday night.
No, I think my wife would put the foot down over that, you know. Because I still, you know, I love the band. I try and, you know what it's like with this lockdown and everything. I try and keep fit, but it's so easy just to have another cake or a bloody beer in it, and it's all for
nobody to tell me about it. Story. I mean, look, you're a regular for the All Stars now. It's fantastic that we've got you involved. We love having you there. We are going to get you back on the full podcast, Jackie. For the full story, and that'll probably take about 3 hours. I'm looking forward to it. But Jackie, Thanks for your time today.
All right, mate.
An absolutely brilliant team you've picked. And you know what, Jackie? Thank you for playing your part in the revival of our club in those two very important seasons, which changed the path of where we are today.
Yeah, well, it's an honour, really, weren't it? That's the whole thing. And I've got, memories. That's what they always say. You can never get your memory, take your memories away, you know. And my lad's got my shirt, Wembley shirt, up on his wall in Scarborough.
Brilliant.
He's a policeman up there now. And funny enough, I was looking through, because I'm going to try and get in the garden and do a few. Get one on the video for the, you know, one of the, skill, football skill things.
Oh, yeah? I bet you'll have to get some around, Jackie.
And I've got me, because funny enough, I've seen one of the pictures where I'm carrying Mick Holmes because he'd broke his legs here and off his ankle. And he was living around, so I picked him up, we carried him round, and I had the old Wolves, you know, the old hat on.
Yeah.
And I found it the other day, and it's come up nice in the wash, so when I get my old do my football skills, I'll have that on.
Brilliant. And so you know the shirt that your son's got, does it still fit you, Jackie?
One of the arms does.
Oh, listen, Jackie, it's been absolutely brilliant speaking to you.
I'll tell you what I did find as
go
well
on.
I've still got that, doesn't fit me. There was a thing, it's called the right side or something. And there's the thing, everywhere you go, people want you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I've got one of them T-shirts. I tried that on, and that's the same. Goes over my arm, but that was great. Yeah.
I can't wait to see the picture, Jackie. Anyway.
All right, then, Chase.
Jackie, I've got to let you get back to your scrumpy, but it's a bit, listen.
Fucking scrumpy? I'm cooking now.
You're cooking. Listen, it's been amazing speaking to you. I can't wait to get you back on, Jackie, and thanks for your time today.
Jay, it's all the best, and everybody else take care out there, all right?
Brilliant. He's big, he's round, he's worth £1 million, Jackie Gallagher.
See you later.